October 23rd, 2009. Erebus crash. An apology from Air New Zealand. Nearly 30 years ago, 257 people lost their lives in the worst plane crash that Air New Zealand has ever had. The plane hit Mount Erebus in Antarctica, and everyone was killed. Today, the CEO of Air New Zealand, Rob Fyfe, showed a new sculpture outside the Air New Zealand building to remember the crash. He invited the families who had lost someone on that plane to see the sculpture. He spoke to the families and apologized for the way Air New Zealand acted after the crash. He said that Air New Zealand had not given enough support to the families. At the time, Air New Zealand blamed the pilot. They said he had made a mistake. But in an inquiry later, a judge said Air New Zealand had told lies. The airline had made a computer mistake. Today, Rob Fyfe said that the pilot and the flight crew, the co-pilot and navigator, were excellent professionals. He said a crash is caused by many things, not by one person. The families were pleased to hear these men praised for their skill. That day, the 28th of November 1979, the plane had left Auckland early in the morning, stopped at Christchurch to pick up more passengers, then flew to Antarctica on a non-stop 11-hour trip. It was a sightseeing trip to see Antarctica from the air. However, because of a mistake, the plane took the wrong flight path and flew into the mountain. Air New Zealand stopped sightseeing trips after that. Most New Zealanders remember or know about this terrible disaster.